This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, I'm excited about today's conversation and interview with Gina Ortiz Jones, who is the founder of the Find Out Pack. The Find Out Pack is exactly what you think it is. Fuck around and find out. This pack is dedicated to going after the three Texas Supreme Court justices, Jimmy, John, and Jane, who have come for the reproductive rights of women and people with uteruses inside of the state of Texas. And, you know, I think that what strikes me so much in the conversation with Gina is that in order for us to win, we really truly need to understand where the power actually lies, right? And so for far too long, we have believed as Democrats that the power lied in the executive branch, in the presidency. And so we pay attention every 4 years, and in between that time, we go back to business as usual. Well, what we've been able to truly grasp over the last 8 or so years under Trumpism is that that is not where power lies, actually, and that power lies in the courts. Power lies in the election of attorney generals and district attorneys and ultimately the appointment of judges, right? Because what we know about Congress, for instance, is that their wheels turn incredibly fucking slow, and that most of our rights that we are still hanging on to were won in court battles. So then why wouldn't our attention be directed at the very courts that decide our fates? So I love this conversation with Gina because the Find Out Pack is very clear about who they are targeting, how they are targeting, and are going full throttle. And that is what I want people to be doing state by state, right? District by district. Or as Steve Bannon said, village by village, flood the zone, right? Going after these seats of power that have long been held by Republicans without objection. And now that we know that they are not to be trusted, right? Now that we know and they make no, you know, mix up of their intentions for this country, it's time that we understand how power works. So coming up next, my conversation with Gina Ortiz Jones. Folks, I am very excited to welcome to Woke AF Daily Gina Ortiz Jones, who is the founder of the Find Out Political Action Committee and served during the Biden administration as Undersecretary of the Air Force from July 2021 to March 2023. Gina, I want to start with the fact that a couple of weeks ago, we saw a horrific report grab headlines that since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, there has been 60,000 plus rape-based pregnancies in the 14 states that have denied abortion, even in the case of rape, in the case of incest, in the case of fetal abnormalities and non-viability. I wanted to get your thoughts on that astounding number and the ramifications thereof that we've seen in such a short time of the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, well, and thanks again for having me on. I think, you know, that number in and of itself is astounding when you think of the 14 states and, as you mentioned, the 60,000 rape-related pregnancies. But let's be very clear, 26,000 of those, just over 26,000 of those are in Texas alone, right? Mm-hmm. And so we are disproportionately impacted by this, just given the sheer size of our state. One in 10 kids in this country calls Texas home. And the reason I really wanted to start this pack is in part based on what the Texas Supreme Court just decided. But also understanding that, look, you know, as goes Texas, so goes this country, right? Texas has traditionally been kind of a training ground, a breeding ground, if you will, for some of the more extremist policies that are then exported to other parts of the country. And so I think it's always really important to disaggregate the data and truly understand, I mean, that just one of the states is responsible for almost half of these. And in light of, as you mentioned, you know, there not being any exceptions in the state, for with the exception of the medical exception, which now is even in debate, given the Texas Supreme Court's decision in December.
You know, and it's wild because, you know, Governor Greg Abbott, he told us that he was going to eliminate all rape. So I'm surprised it hasn't happened, and that these numbers are just off the charts. I think what gets me about, in particular, the state of Texas is not even how draconian the policies are, but that, like you said, it is a petri dish for how they want to nationalize these types of laws. And when you look at the case of Kate Cox, and Kate Cox, you know, making national headlines when she went to go seek an abortion because she had a non-viable pregnancy, this fetus not going to make it. And a panel of judges told her no. Right. And I just want to get your reactions to some of the stories. We've heard women testify before Congress. We've heard them in press conferences. And yet for these, you know, largely white male bodies, whether it is the Missouri, you know, Senate, whether it is the Texas governor, nothing seems to penetrate.
Yeah, I think so. Let me just back up a little bit and how this started for me. So yes, it was December of last year, and I remember reading, as the country was, about Kate Cox's case, and I obviously also was astounded by the decision to deny her access to this abortion for the medical exception. So I took the time to actually read the 7-page Texas Supreme Court ruling. And essentially what they said is that this woman was not close enough to losing either her life or losing her fertility to qualify for the exception. Uh-uh. So obviously I had a very visceral reaction to that, because it raises some very basic questions, right? Which is one, okay, well, how close is close enough? We talking hours? We talking minutes? But also, who are y'all, you know, these partisan judges? And we are one of the few states where we actually elect our judges and justices to include the Texas Supreme Court through partisan elections. And so who are you, these partisan justices, to say that you know better than her doctor, much less anyone else's doctor? And then for me, the last question was, all right, well, how do we get this better? Because this is not right. And in looking at the nine justices, they are all Republican. They run as statewide candidates. These folks are elected, which means they can be unelected, Danielle. And that is what we're working to do. I think, you know, we're very encouraged. This is the first time ever that we have tried to change the makeup of the Texas Supreme Court. These folks have never had kind of the type of focus and attention that they will come 2024 due to the Find Out Pact. Secondly, we are encouraged also by what we are seeing in states like Kansas and Kentucky, you know, states that have very similar political compositions, if you will, to our own state. And even in those states, when the issue was put before voters overwhelmingly voted to protect reproductive freedoms. And so our ballot initiative is a little bit different in that we are going to hold Jimmy, John, and Jane accountable. That's actually their names, Jimmy Blacklock, John Devine, and Jane Bland, accountable for the ways in which they have made it more dangerous to be a woman in Texas and destroy the reproductive freedoms of so many women. And then lastly, let me just say, I know folks are like, they hear these stories coming out of Texas, but let's be very clear. There is a difference between where these partisan justices are on this issue and where Texans are on this issue. So in February of 2023, there was a survey that was published by survey results that was published by the University of Houston, the Hobby School of Public Affairs. And in that, the results, 82% of Texans surveyed support medical exceptions. I mean, it's not even close, right? And so I think when we put this and talk about this as a ballot initiative, this is, you know, for folks that are pissed off or how these women have been treated, this is their opportunity to have their voice heard. And it starts with flipping those seats, Jimmy, John, and Jane. And, you know, if I may, I think it's really important. So it's the issue itself. But as I was also looking into the backgrounds of these folks, Danielle, these folks, they're just not fit. They're just not fit for the Texas Supreme Court. I think, you know, you and I grew up probably with the same visual of justice, which is the woman in a robe, blindfolded, holding the scale, right? Impartial and it's about the facts. And that's just not what we have on the Texas Supreme Court, let alone in Jimmy, John, and Jane. And I say their names just to be clear for folks that I say their names because these are the three that are on the ballot in November 2024. So let me give you a snippet of these folks. In 2018, at a Texas rally for life, Governor Abbott said about John Devine, quote, "I don't have to guess or wonder how Justice Blacklock is going to decide cases because of his proven record of fighting for pro-life causes," right? That's one. John Devine, this guy's real special. This guy has campaigned on his own wife's high-risk pregnancy. He's campaigned on being arrested dozens of times for protesting in front of abortion clinics. And then Jane Bland, she wrote an opinion in a separate case where the Texas Supreme Court ruled that anti-abortion groups could not be held liable for defamation for equating abortion to murder. So can you, I mean, just like you try to put yourself in the shoes of these women that are going through the justice system and in good faith, trying to seek justice through, oh, by the way, on top of this very traumatic experience that they have already personally experienced, they and their family members. And then they go through the court system and then they find out that these three among the others are the ones that are going to hear their case. Like, that doesn't instill any level of confidence in terms of impartiality or them even having a fair shake at justice here, right? So I think we've got a real opportunity. These folks run statewide and, again, encouraged by one, where Texans are on the issue, but also what we've seen in other states.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me ask you this, Gina, and I appreciate you providing the background because I think that it is really important for people to understand who these justices are,
right?
And the fact that you could bring any case before them, given that they've already decided.
That's right.
Right? So it doesn't matter what facts you present. It doesn't matter what precedent you present. They've already decided how the case is going to be ruled, given their own backgrounds and given their own prejudices, right? This is what it means to have activist judges. They use that term on those that are progressive, but this is what it means to be an activist judge, that you don't listen to cases, that you decide them based on whatever the Bible, right, tells you to decide on. And I wonder, you know, for you, Gina, Texas, in a lot of ways, I think, has not received the kind of investment that it needs from the Democratic Party, and that we have ceded these red states and said, well, there's nothing we can do here, right? And because of our lack of investment, they have become a breeding ground and fertile ground for these draconian style policies. And so I wonder where you think that the Democratic Party as a whole, as we head into the 2024 presidential election, as these people are going to be on the ballot, what responsibility the party has in creating the apparatus that is needed and necessary and well-funded in order to turn a state like Texas around.
I think, well, there's a lot there. Let me start off with a couple of points. One, and let me also just, I should have said this at the very beginning, but for folks that are listening and are trying to figure out where Find Out Pack comes from, it does come from the very scientific concept of F around and find out, right? And that's, I said earlier, I had a visceral reaction to reading that seven-page opinion. And that was honestly my very first reaction, which is this is ridiculous. So that's where the name comes from. But I think to your point, you know, this is not a partisan issue. And I know we're kind of couching it that way as we head into 2024, but like being able to listen to your doctor and being able to make decisions about your own fertility, being able to make decisions about your own, about the ability to save your own life. None of that stuff is partisan, even though the two parties are in very different camps on this, doesn't make it inherently a partisan issue, right? I mean, that probably speaks more to the values of the parties themselves. And, you know, we have deliberately talked about this issue, frankly, on the merits of the issue, because it is the way I think in which we reach the most people. Again, 82% of folk, 82% of Texans support medical exceptions. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of things that 82% of Texans agree on, but talking about the issue, I think, is also the way in which we are able to, one, show the contrast. And when we are talking about engaging kind of young folks in particular, I think we see that, you know, data shows that they're more motivated by the issue than they are by political party or ideology. And so, you know, let's be very clear. And that's why, you know, for folks that haven't seen the video yet, our launch ad, please go to findoutpack.com. And we are very clear about what is at stake here and why this is so important, right? And would welcome folks to support. I think the more that we can talk about what is at stake here and less about party and less about ideology, I think we'll be more successful. Should we? And I think what we are also encouraged by, you know, there's some potential for some reverse coattails here, to your point. You know, I think we're all, you know, kind of reading articles about kind of lack of enthusiasm at the top of the ticket. So look, it's all hands on deck, right, to make sure that we've got leaders up and down the ballot. They're going to fight for reproductive freedoms and frankly not be a threat to democracy. So I think you're absolutely right. All that takes investment. And so I think by being creative, thinking outside of the box, you know, hope to attract that investment here in Texas. Because again, one in 10 kids in this country calls Texas home. You cannot write off 10% of our future.
I wonder too, you know, you mentioned the lack of enthusiasm, right, that we are hearing about, right? And a part of me knows that it is one, exasperated by media in order to gain clicks and audience and all of these things, and to turn this upcoming election into a horse race devoid of the seriousness of what is at stake. But two, you know, President Biden, while he has made abortion a campaign issue, right, and an important one, he said recently that I am a Catholic and don't think that abortion should be used, you know, it should be used, you know, regularly, but I think that the reversal of Roe v. Wade was wrong. I'm paraphrasing, but he said that. And, you know, abortion rights activists are completely dismayed by it. And I wanted to get your reactions from that statement and how it lands.
Yeah, I mean, I think keeping this focused on what this is ultimately about, right, which is, can you truly be, you know, a free person in this country if you cannot make decisions about your own body? Let's keep it super simple, right? And I think the more simple that we keep it and show the contrast between where leaders are on this issue, I think that is how we are most successful. Again, most of us are united on again, medical exceptions, the ability to listen to your doctor. I mean, not only just listen to your doctor, Danielle, but even, you know, there's stories in Texas anecdotally of, you know, doctors even being fearful of providing information to the person so that they can make the decision, right? So that's really what is happening And we are seeing, unfortunately, kind of where these policies take you, what they look like. And obviously, that's not where Texans are. I'm sure that's not where most Americans are either. But it just strikes me as, you know, as an Air Force veteran, an Iraq War veteran, that, you know, in the land of the home, the land of the free, the home of the brave, that this is something that we are even discussing, right? Women having to flee their states, live in fear, right, as they go seek reproductive care that is not available in their state to save their life and to save their fertility. So I think, look, let's keep the main thing, which is women should be able to make decisions about their own bodies. And there's one person running for president that believes that. So I mean, we can make it a 10 second discussion or it can be a 10 hour discussion. But at the end of the day, there's one person running for president that believes that.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. Which is different than empathy, yeah. Right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are still right now a handful of states, right, where abortion is legal. We have a patchwork of protections. And there are some that say, well, if you can't have an abortion in Texas, then just go someplace else. And I think that people who live inside of blue states like I do believe that a national abortion ban is an impossibility. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't think we should take anything for granted, right? I mean, look, I'm a lesbian woman of color. Like I don't take anything for granted, given what we have seen happen, under the last administration, right? Certainly from a national security standpoint, but also from a reproductive freedom standpoint, I don't take anything for granted, and we shouldn't do that. That's my short answer to that. Complacency, I think, is very dangerous, certainly heading into 2024, and to think about what could be possible under a second term of Donald Trump. I mean, now that he's, figured out, who's on his side, who's not, has a better understanding of the rules, I think he's been very clear, right, about the type of people he'd bring in and the things he would focus on. And even his rhetoric now is much more dangerous, akin, obviously, to Nazi speak. So we should take nothing for granted, and certainly that applies to the reproductive freedom space.
Gina, tell people as we close out how they can support Find Out, how they can get involved with the work that you all are doing on the ground, and so that people feel like they are doing something, that they're just not, waiting for the worst to happen.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much again for having me on. And thanks folks for listening. But the website is www.findoutpac.com. We've got our launch video there. Please share that. I think, increasingly folks are understanding just how important that bench is. Right. And so we'll continue to hit that home, as well as these justices make decisions on this issue, on others that are affecting the everyday lives of Texans. So www.findoutpac.com is where folks can go and make a donation in any amount that they would like, and really appreciate the support. And again, we're not helpless or hopeless in Texas, and this is our ballot initiative. So really appreciate folks' support to help us out.
Really appreciate the work that you're doing. Really appreciate the focus that you have on changing your Supreme Court. And I hope that it is mimicked across the country in red states that we have, in many ways, turned our backs on. Really appreciate you, Gina. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, Danielle.
That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF, as always. Power to the people, and to all the people. Power, get woke, and stay woke as fuck.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.